Now notice what happened. He, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Now this man, John, a younger man, had a certain amount of reticence, and I think a certain amount of reverence. He didn't go in. But then cometh Simon Peter following him, and I think he came up puffing and blowing this older man. I tell you, it was hard on him to run. But he didn't have the reticence that a younger man would have, and so he went into the sepulchre, and he seeth the linen clothes lie. And not only that, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Now, what did he see that caused him to believe? We're told that he, stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying. Well, what about those linen clothes? Well, we said a few moments ago that when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus buried the Lord Jesus, that is, put him in the sepulcher, they made a mummy out of him. They wrapped that linen around him. And as they did, they put in this myrrh and aloes. Now that myrrh and aloes formed a sort of a glue that sealed in the body. And how would you get a body out of there without unwinding all of that? And you can imagine what disarray they would have been in that tomb had that happened. Now what actually happened, the Lord Jesus came up out of that. Just as a seed, and you remember he used that figure of speech, just as a grain of corn falls into the ground, except it die, it bideth alone. But if it does what? It comes up, and when it comes up, and up on top there'll be several grains of corn, just like the one who's put in the ground. But what happened to the one put in the ground? It just happens to be down there. That is, the form of it is down there. The shell of it is left down there. And so all that was left in that tomb was just that shell that he'd been in. But he wasn't in it. He'd come out of it. Now you remember that when Lazarus came forth from the grave, when our Lord called for Lazarus to come forth, he said, unloose him. Why? He was tied up in those grave clothes. He said, unloose him. Undo all of this. But when the Lord Jesus, he left all of that. And he came forth in a glorified body. And this, friends, was resurrection. Now, we are told something, and this is another one of those small things. You know, it's amazing how God uses small things like this to change the destiny, actually, of this world. And recall that back yonder, in the time of the slavery of the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, you will remember that little Moses was put into an ark in the bulrushes, and at just the moment he cried out, little fellow cried, I think the Lord pinched him, if you want to know the truth. Lord pinched him just at the right moment, and what happened? Well, Pharaoh's daughter was over there and heard it. And God brought together a baby's tears and a woman's heart. You change the destiny of a world. One night, a king couldn't sleep, and he didn't have any aspirin tablets handy that night. Bayer wasn't making them then. And what happened was that he called for the records of the kings to be read, and they read in there that this man Mordecai had done the king a real service, and he hadn't been rewarded. And it's a good thing they read that, because that very night there was a gallows being built to hang Mordecai on. And believe me, the king's not going to permit that. Now, it may seem a little thing that a king can't sleep, but my friend, God used that to change the destiny of a people. And God does that. And here you have the same thing. Here's the napkin even lying in a place by itself. And now we read folded. What does that mean? Well, it means that it was in the shape of the head. Just as it had been folded around the head, there it was. Just like the head was in it. But the head wasn't in it. He'd come up out of that. And that was the thing that had convinced this man, John, that he was back from the grave. He saw and believed. May I say, this is inside the empty tomb, and if you have any doubts, I invite you inside the empty tomb. Take a look yourself. Here's evidence that's ordinarily passed over.